Hello, and welcome to my podcast. This is episode 20 of The Way Up, Healing Wounds from Church Hurt. My name is Doug Vasey, and I'm an ordained minister and a graduate of a Christian seminary. This podcast is done with the purpose of helping and bringing hope to people who've been wounded and traumatized from their connection with a religious or church setting known as church hurt. I've experienced this and felt the wounds, and I know the experiences of many others. In these podcasts, I have been discussing what has helped me in my healing journey. I have learned that the main source of healing comes from an amazing God who offers love, joy, and peace far beyond what we can imagine. In the last episode, I began discussing forgiveness as a big part of being healed from trauma. I noted that this can be very difficult for people, and part of the reason for that is misunderstanding what forgiveness is all about. I mentioned five things regarding what forgiveness is not, but that people often believe about it. These include the feeling that if we forgive, we are weak, or rather, we are the loser. Second, we must forgive and forget, and just go back into the situation that led to the trauma. Third, when we forgive, we must restore the relationship with the one who hurt us. Fourth, we should only forgive if the other person is sorry and apologizes. And fifth, forgiveness means turning a blind eye to the trauma or letting the person off the hook. I explained that these are all false assumptions that can prevent us from continuing with the process of forgiveness or keep us from truly offering forgiveness. Therefore, it's important to know and understand the true meaning of forgiveness. An article by staff members of the Mayo Clinic defines it this way: forgiveness means different things to different people. But in general, it involves an intentional decision to let go of resentment and anger. The act that hurt or offended you might always be with you, but working on forgiveness can lessen the act's grip on you. The article also states that a traumatic experience can leave lasting feelings of resentment, bitterness, and anger, sometimes even hatred. But by embracing forgiveness, you can also embrace peace and hope. It notes that forgiveness can lead us to physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being. So it's the positive results that come from forgiveness that I want to focus on in this episode. When we can grasp the benefits of forgiveness for us, it becomes much easier to forgive and can even motivate us to forgive quickly when we've been hurt or traumatized. Since I'm targeting my podcasts to those who've experienced church hurt, I want to start with the spiritual benefits of forgiveness. The Bible teaches us much about forgiveness. And indeed, an article by Los Angeles Christian Counseling states, forgiveness is at the very heart of the gospel. Each of us are in need of forgiveness from God. We have all sinned and need a Savior. We are told in John 3:17 that God sent his Son into the world, not to judge the world, but to save the world through him. When we believe this and surrender our life to God through repentance and obedience, we will be forgiven and the penalty for our sins taken away. Our forgiveness from God is then tied to our forgiveness of others. Colossians 3:13 says, "To forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others." And in Matthew 6:15, Jesus warns us that if you refuse to forgive others, your Father will not forgive you your sins. And our forgiveness is not to be done just a few times, but rather Jesus teaches in Matthew 18 to forgive others 70 times 7, which really means to have no limit. So our most important benefit of forgiving others, the spiritual one, is that we can be assured of God's forgiveness for us. That means our relationship with God is redeemed, and we have the hope of spending forever with him in heaven. However, there are other benefits we can experience that helps our life physically. The Mayo Clinic article says, "Letting go of grudges and bitterness can make way for improved health and peace of mind." Forgiveness can lead to these benefits: healthier relationships, improved mental health, less anxiety, stress, and hostility, fewer symptoms of depression, lower blood pressure, a stronger immune system, improved heart health, and improved self-esteem. Forgiveness can also benefit us emotionally. The Mayo Clinic article states that forgiveness can help free you from the control of the person who harmed you. Sometimes, forgiveness might even lead to feelings of understanding, empathy, and compassion for the one who hurt you. It can bring a kind of peace that helps you go on with life. Forgiveness can bring us increased hope and purpose and decrease our anger and bitterness. An important benefit occurs when we forgive, particularly at a deep level, because we make a huge step in letting go of all the hurt that is hurting us. So forgiveness is a vital part in healing the wounds of our church hurt. In the last episode, I identified things that forgiveness is not. In this episode, I've discussed ways in which forgiveness benefits us spiritually, physically, and emotionally. And in the next episode, I will present how to forgive, even when it is very difficult. The benefits to truly forgiving those who have hurt and traumatized us are numerous, far beyond holding on to anger and bitterness. To close, I want to share this quote from an article by Miguel Ruiz. "Forgive others, and you will see miracles start to happen in your life." I believe that. I've seen miracles. You can too. So thank you for joining me on this podcast. I welcome you back next time on The Way Up. as I discuss healing wounds from church hurt.